When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's by the fan. We call this show Fesco, Dusty, and Mac. I don't care what your computer or what your Twitch says. Fesco, Dusty, Mac here on a Friday with all of you.
Friday!
A little stat from Andy Reid. With a win, he becomes the fourth coach in NFL history with four, count them, four 13-win seasons. Chapel Bill has seven.
You mean Tom Brady.
Sean Payton. And then I don't know that last guy.
You don't know George Seifert?
Nope.
Really? Wow.
I also have dyslexia, and I thought his last name said Sheriff.
No. Wow. You don't know George Seifert, huh? Took over for Bill Walsh in San Francisco and won Super Bowls and Super Bowls and Super Bowls back in the day.
Yep. Speaking of back in the day as well, I do want to know your opinion on this because I bailed after the first time they did this because I saw the future. Let me tell you about the future. YouTube TV is now, what, $83.99 a month?
Called this 10 years ago. You're back to cable.
This is it. We're back.
Should you have ever left?
No.
So I still have DirecTV, I guess, for a reason. I mean,
like I saw an outcry of people. Alex Gold, pissed. Carrington Harrison saying, why did we ever leave cable? Will they take me back?
We called this 10 years ago that this was going to happen.
And it's doubled in price over the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Yet they're still dumping all of the channels that you really want. Like, how many times did you guys see the text line? Because I know I wasn't doing this, you know, with you for the baseball season for the majority of it. But, like, how many times were people like, yeah, I don't really know what's going on. The Royals can't watch them. I got YouTube TV.
Well, you can watch them. Just buy the app and it's a done deal.
Or have cable.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to worry about it. Because I don't know what the average cable bill is. But, like, now that YouTube TV is $83 a month, you know, and started out as like $40 a month and then took away a lot of stuff that they didn't really give you the option.
So it's cable.
And plus you've got, I'm sure, streaming devices. And I know there's the outlier of the text line that's going to say like, well, I use my brother's YouTube account and I use my dad's Disney Plus and I use my
mom's.
Somebody's
paying for it.
Yes. Do you think like this sort of thing is just going to kill these streaming devices? Like, it's like, I don't know why you wouldn't have. Why you wouldn't have cable? Like, you know what? I don't have to worry about the delay. I don't have to worry about whatever.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about buffering and all that kind of stuff.
Unless it's a Tyson Paul fight.
Yeah.
But I think
it's a Christmas Day football game.
But I think it's interesting that, like, here we go again. Because, like, if you think this is the last time they're going to hike the prices, in 2 years from now, it's going to be $100 a month.
Oh, it's, yeah. I mean,
like, do you think
I hate to be like the I told you so guy, but like, I never really jumped when everybody says, oh, you got to jump and do all this kind of stuff. I'm like, eh. I get what I want. Like, I'm old, right? I like to sit down and know where the channels are, know what game I'm going to watch, know that it's there for me, right?
Yeah.
The increase is because they've got to foot a $1 billion bill for the NFL to have Sunday Ticket, which I don't know if anybody's still purchasing NFL Sunday Ticket or if everybody's just red zoning this whole thing now or whatever the case may be. But
I don't know why you don't red zone. This is
a giant increase in price, but I mean, this is what it is. I mean, eventually you knew it was going to get there. And if you do it the right way, which is obviously pay for your stuff, you're paying way more than you were probably for cable back in the day by the time you have every app, every streaming service, and then you probably have a YouTube TV or something else as well. So you're probably, and you're paying more than what it is, and it's only going to get more costly with ESPN trying to float this app out there for like $50 a month or whatever, you know, that they're trying to do. So, I mean, look, the whole thing is, it's entertainment. You pay for entertainment. You get what you pay for. If you want it, great. If you don't, move on. But, I mean, they're making it very difficult for anybody to consume this stuff for nothing. But at the end of the day, they're paying these exorbitant rights fees for all of this stuff. So, I mean, somebody's got to pay for it.
A lot of people saying Hulu TV is much better. Until 5 years from now, it's $87
well,
a month.
Well, they're under that ESPN umbrella, too. So that's only going to continue to go up,
yeah, because they have the bundle.
Up.
It's like ESPN Plus, Hulu TV, and Disney Plus.
And Disney Plus.
Yeah. But do you get... you know, your Fox Sports Kansas City or whatever we're calling it, the FanDuel TV where the Royals are going to be. Do you get, I mean, like that, that's the problem with these things right now. And kind of why I've been pretty much a mainstay with DirecTV is that I get everything. I don't have to jump from this to this or worry if this has that or this has that or this doesn't have that or whatever. The only thing that DirecTV does not offer me right now is NFL Sunday Ticket. But I'm okay with that at this point in my life. Like, I don't need NFL Sunday Ticket at this point in my life. But it's got everything else that I need, and I don't have to worry about jumping from app to app, stream to stream, figuring out where I'm going to see, you know, all this stuff. And call me old, call me practical, I don't know, whatever it is, but it's just easy for me right now.
From the 816, Dusty, YouTube TV has a friends and family membership that allows you to have up to five people on one account with two TVs each person. It's not the bad deal if you do it with family or friends. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other text is, does Dusty know who Vince Lombardi is? That's who the trophy's named after. Yeah.
That's, hey, it's so, not me this morning. That's great. Right.
And then they asked, do you know who Don Shula is? No, but the NFL does.
Yeah, the NFL clearly does. Boomer Esiason floated this great theory yesterday on WFAN about Chapel Bill, right? And we're all like, wow, he went to college. Why?
So he's no longer the hoodie now. He's Chapel Bill. That's the new one.
Well, they're selling the hoodies now in North Carolina. They look great, don't they? Like, I
saw it yesterday at the press conference.
Like,
I was like,
nah. Don't need that.
Powder blue one,
though? Yeah, it looked really good, though, didn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, North Carolina's always going to have me as a sucker punch for jersey colors. It's just the powder blue.
It is. It's awesome. But anyway, I was close to like, no, I'm not buying it.
Just
North
wait till he's terrible, and then it'll be on sale almost October.
Yeah,
always October.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
How much
did
you pay for that? $90? Could have got it in October this year for $65.
That's right. So Boomer floated this thing yesterday, and I take what Boomer Esiason has to say, you know, a little bit more than maybe most people because he's tied in the NFL and whatnot. Mm-hmm. He says he feels, and he didn't say this is a fact or anything, but I kind of like this theory, that the NFL doesn't want Bill Belichick breaking Don Shula's all-time win record.
Stop it.
So he's been blackballed from the league. And I thought about that yesterday, and I'm
like,
do
you fully believe that?
There's part of me that does believe that, yes.
I know you have your theories and you're skeptical
like,
of stuff.
Do you want somebody holding the all-time wins record that is a cheater? Because I know Don Shula at one point actually called him Bella Cheat.
I mean, Bonds has a home run record, and I love it.
Yeah, I do too, so right? I do too, but you were talking about the NFL owners and whatnot. Like, him and Kraft do not get along at all. It is clear. It is evident.
That bridge has been burned.
I've never seen a bridge burned on both sides by both of those guys, right? So would it surprise me if the owners got together and said, we don't want this guy because he's a cheater to break the all-time win record? With Andy Reid beating down on this record here in the next 5 years, right? What do we say? Andy's like 50-some wins away. 58 wins away from beating the all-time record of Don Shula. Mm-hmm. Who do you want, if you're the NFL, as the all-time wins leader? Bill Belichick or Andy Reid? I think it's pretty evident. They'd love to have Andy Reid be that all-time wins leader. So the owners get together and go, all right, nobody hire this guy. He's only 14 away from Shula. We don't want him to break the record. We want Andy Reid because right now Andy's the face of this league. Andy's turned around this franchise. Andy is arguably the greatest coach that we've seen in NFL history. He's won with every quarterback, including taking Donovan McNabb to the Super Bowl. Like, I don't scoff at anything when
McNabb
it comes to
good.
Scripts. You know, McNabb was good. Oh. Yeah, no.
I said the way he took Don McNabb to the Super Bowl. I'm like, that's not like he's tricked.
No. But I mean, he took McNabb to the Super Bowl, took Michael Vick out of prison, turned him back into a great quarterback, made Alex Smith a great quarterback, and now we see what he's doing with Patrick Mahomes, Kevin Cobb. I mean, like, Andy Reid's won with everybody. Like, he is a better coach, in my opinion.
Chad Henne?
Than Bill Belichick. Yeah, Chad Henne led a 99-yard drive in the playoffs with Andy Reid. Like that's the guy that, if you're the league, you want him to be the all-time wins
one-time coach of the year.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. sure. One-time coach of the year. Mm-hmm. But I heard that theory. I'm like, I don't hate this theory now. I don't hate it.
I get it because it's fun and it's exciting to have that theory. I think it's just plain and simple. There is time going against Bill Belichick. Yeah. And I don't mean that by age.
No.
I mean that by
The
longer that he's out and the more time people can spin his career and that Tom Brady theory that Bill was Bill with Tom Brady without Tom Brady, which is it's a fair assessment. But again, he was the mastermind of those defenses that we always say we forget about. Like in the first half of Brady's career, he's like, well, Brady had a top 10 defense every year. That was Bill.
Yeah.
Right. And then
Bill's the greatest defensive coordinator of all time. There's no question.
And I think the other thing that's working against that is that Bill just can't let the power go.
That's the thing right there that really is doing it.
And I think that's the thing where it's like, hey, man, like, we get it, dude. Like, there's other examples where guys did that, and then they didn't do it, and they've been more successful.
Right.
And we're not going to let you do that. I'm sorry.
Right.
And I think the other part about it is, like, Bill doesn't want to go to a place that doesn't have a quarterback and doesn't want to have to deal with drafting one and develop one. He wants one that's going to be already developed. And I think he missed the boat with the Chargers job. And again, I don't think they wanted him. I think they found their guy.
They clearly got
it right. So
absolutely. Like I just honest to God think the league has kind of moved on from the Bill Belichick style of doing things where Bill Belichick is going to be the guy that sits in a room and controls everything. It's just too much in the NFL to have one guy control everything. And if Belichick wanted that, owners are like, it's not the best plan of action.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
No doubt about it.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stink of Truth podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stink of Truth podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.